WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. After a long Chicago spring, summer finally feels like it's here. Chicagoans go into the summer season with high expectations. And for good reason, the city's got a lot to offer during the warmer months. We here at WBEZ want to help you meet or even exceed those expectations with WBEZ's Summer Guide, which rounds up all the must-sees and can't-miss things to do around town, from theater to music fests and more. So to make sure that you're up to date on all that this summer has to offer, I sat down with some folks from our arts and culture team, senior editor Cassie Walker-Burke, theater reporter Mike Davis, and arts and culture reporter Courtney Kippers. Here's Cassie.
This is really the season to be a Chicagoan, to really appreciate Chicago, to really go deep, right? And so 3 years ago, we started doing the summer guide, and it really is how you build your best bucket list. It is really going through all of the offerings, because there's so many things, and figuring out these are really the top-notch things for you, but also because we know you're going to be traveling, we know you have stuff to do, we've broken it down this year into some very easy to look at lists, so you don't get overwhelmed with a big, massive thing that all of a sudden makes you want to just pack it up and not look.
Yeah, I'm glad you went there, because this is different from how you used to offer the summer guide, right? So why the change?
Exactly. Last year we did a big interactive, and I think what we saw was that people visited and they used it, but then they sort of fell off. I think it was almost too many things to do, too overwhelming. And so this year we really leaned into our search behavior. What do you do when you want to go figure out what to do on the weekend? I want to find a pool. And
yes.
So we really created a bunch of stories.
I literally searched that last week.
Exactly, because our kids are about to be out of school,
kidding,
right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we really searched stories that answer those questions. But beyond, they're not just lists. I have to really stress that we have a team of people who really curated these lists, did the research, made all of the calls, tasted all of the elotes. And so I think that these lists not only are things that people are searching for, but they really are the best of what the city and the area, the suburbs, have to offer.
Yeah. Well, how can listeners access the guide?
Very easy. You can go online and type in wbez.org/summerguide2024. You can also find a story pretty much on our website. I would every day this week for sure, but I think moving forward, you'll find them very easily on our website, wbez.org.
So it's not all fully out. It's going to be the gift that keeps on giving.
Indeed. It's going to be the gift that, you know, the kids get out of school, CPS on Thursday.
Yeah.
And so we'll have some stories ready to go for folks. And then we'll have some things next week and in the following weeks.
Yeah. Well, one of the parts of the guide that's out now is this list of the best performances to catch in Chicago this summer. So, Mike, tell us about putting that one together.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't get to taste anything. Like, I'm not the ice cream guy. Maybe next year. But no, it was fun curating the list. I mean, just looking around and seeing, you know, which venues are going to give us shows in the summer. Because, you know, to get people out of the Chicago sun, it got to be good. It has to be good.
That is true.
And I found some gems.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the list has some dance and theater, music as well. Is there music on there?
There's music on there, but can we talk comedy?
Oh.
I'm a little more excited for the comedy.
I love comedy. Yeah. Start there.
Well, Roy Wood Jr. is coming to town.
Is he?
Yes. Listeners will remember him from The Daily Show. He was a correspondent.
Oh, yeah.
He's so funny. And now that he's left the show and really leaned into stand-up, he's really been refining it. So that's a good one. And I got one more quick one.
Yes.
I.O. Fest is coming. Chicago is really big on improv. This is an improv-only festival. Tim Meadows is going to be there. He hangs out with Adam Sandler.
I've seen
him with Adam Sandler.
That's a big deal.
They shut it down. He is hilarious. He's going to be there. Matt Walsh, who's a Chicago guy. He was on Veep. So I.O. Fest is also going to be a really fun one.
That's nice. And so dance and theater? You got some dance and theater too?
You know I got theater.
If you're coming to Reset, I'm going to ask you about dance and theater.
Okay. Well, I got one. So Little Bear Ridge Road is going to be at Steppenwolf. It has another local. I think she's from outside of Chicago, but Lori Metcalf. People remember her from Roseanne. She played Jackie.
Oh, Jackie. Aunt Jackie.
But she's not going to be funny here. I don't like nothing about this seems funny, but she's going to be on stage at Steppenwolf for Little Bear Ridge Road. It's like a family drama. I think it's going to be a good one.
Is there a particular show of any kind, Mike, that you've just got to see? Maybe one of the ones you haven't seen yet?
Oh, yes. Yes. At Writers Theater. So, you know, you got to go a little bit outside of the city for this one. But they're going to do The Hot Wing King. And
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, me
too. The Hot Wing King.
This play takes place down south. It's like around a big wing festival. You got a family. They're trying to win. You're going to get some comedy. You're going to get some drama. This play actually won the Pulitzer Prize in 2021. So it's already had some success. So that's top of my list.
All right. So a lot of these performances are outdoors, which is obviously one of the draws of summertime in Chicago. But it's not just spectating that you can do outside. You have upcoming recommendations for all types of outdoor activities. Let's hear about those. Is that on your wheelhouse, Courtney?
Absolutely. Of course, there are so many opportunities to get outside this summer. Of course, we all know there are the beaches, the many miles of lakefront. Mm-hmm. That is probably the easiest way to cool off this summer. Go jump in the lake. That's my favorite thing to do. We've got outdoor pools. We rounded up some of the best water parks. So if you have kids, you're looking for a water park to go to, we've got those recommendations along with the splash pads, which of course are free to enjoy. We also rounded up all of the ways to get out on a boat this summer, you know, whether that's a kayak rental or renting a boat.
I'm putting it out in the universe, Courtney. I've mentioned it like literally weekly on Reset. I'm trying to get out on a boat.
If you're looking for Sasha, she's on a boat.
For the first time, I'm trying to get out on a boat on Lake Michigan.
Well, we've got you covered. I mean, there really are so many places that you can do it. There's sailing classes, there's stand-up paddleboarding, and we've got those all rounded up. We also, if you're looking to stay cool but maybe don't want to be out in the sun, we also rounded up some of those indoor activities to enjoy in the AC, whether that's indoor rock climbing or some film festivals or a trip to the museums. We got lots of recommendations there too.
How much of this are you checking out, Cassie, in real life?
I mean, I have 3 children under 12, so we will be doing a lot.
But you're big on dance, too.
I am big on dance, and summer is a great time to see dance for free. You know, Chicago has this amazing Black dance legacy, and so there's a show in August at Millennium Park where you get to see that on stage. I mean, that is just, this is living history.
Yeah.
And I think that this is the type of show that you can go. You're not spending really any money to go, but you're seeing this incredible performance that during the fall or winter would cost you $40, $50.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's big in August is Dance for Life here, and that is a big event here that raises money. It used to raise money for HIV, but now, you know, HIV care and research, but now it raises money for a dancer fund. You know, a lot of dancers don't have health insurance.
Yes,
and
that's true.
So, yes, so this is a fund that, a communal fund, and it's a huge event that, you know, everyone in the dance community is there. It sells out, and it is really just a fun event. People are yelling and screaming and cheering for their favorite dancers, and you see some of the city's best companies on stage.
WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming out tomorrow is our list of neighborhood street festivals.
Yes.
That's very exciting. What can we expect to see at these fests and block parties?
You know, I will take this one because I am actually really excited about this list. You know, coming out of the pandemic, a lot of the city's music venues have been very booked. It's been hard for bands to get, sometimes local bands to get sets. And so this year, the street festivals have, I think, really upped the ante on musical talent. So where you used to go to some street festivals and be like, okay, a bunch of cover bands, which some people are into that, not really my jam.
Yeah.
There's actually amazing bands that are booked at street festivals that are generally free or maybe a $10 suggested donation. So this weekend, even Andersonville's Midsummerfest will have the band Phenome, which is
Friends of Reset.
Folk pop duo here. Their latest album was produced by Jeff Tweedy.
Yes.
Also, and I think you've had him on the show.
Oh yeah.
But Namdi. Yes. Is going to be headlining on Friday night, and he's incredible live.
Oh, Cassie, don't you know we've had all the big acts?
I know.
On Reset. Come on now. Okay, so which one of you covered food? Because I know there's got to be some food recommendations in this guide, or else.
Well, we had...
you again, Cassie.
Me again. I mean, I love summer. What can I say? A wonderful food writer, Maggie Hennessy, who writes about food for us at WBEZ, she put together our food guide. And it has, I think it's, you know, there's definitely a big section on frozen treats. Mm-hmm. I didn't know until this moment that Mike is really craving that for next summer. So we'll see about some future assignments. But there's also things like elotes, her favorite tacos in the city.
So she's the one that got to eat the elotes?
She got to eat the elotes.
We were wondering that on Team Reset.
We're doing
a deep dive trying to figure out who got that wonderful opportunity.
Then we had this opportunity where we had to take pictures of all of the food. So we divvied that up and fanned out. And I hear from our digital producer, Sophie, that it was the NOLA po' boy at Cleo's is pretty much to die for. Oh. So that is also on the list.
The NOLA po' boy. All right. So I'm going to go around the table and ask you all your quintessential summertime shy food. Now I'm looking at you, Mike, because this is your first summertime shy, technically. So but do you know what you're looking forward to yet? Have people been giving you recommendations and things to eat?
You know, I think what I'm looking forward to doing is going to that gelato shop where they do magic inside. I also have kids under 12.
Yes. What shop is this?
There is a gelato shop where while you're getting your ice cream, they do magic in front of you. What is it called? Cassie? I'm new.
How have I never heard of this?
Yes, it is at Lawrence Avenue and Western, Sideshow Gelato. And it was started by a magician, circus performer. And so when you go in, you buy your gelato, and they also have vegan gelato. So hat tip for folks like me who cannot have dairy. And then they do magic tricks. And so the last time we were there, someone stuck something up their nose. And my kids were really amazed.
That's my pick.
That's your pick. What about you, Courtney?
Oh, man.
Summertime shy food. I'm trying to think too.
I was at Wrigley yesterday, and I got a Chicago hot dog. And that, for me, it just like nothing beats it. And they got all the toppings. I'm pouring my celery salt on there. It was perfect. A great day. Great treat at the ballpark.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing with the hot dog. There's a lot of things. It's a lot of things on there.
And they're all necessary.
It's a lot of things. I'm trying. I'm getting there. This might be the summer. I might take a bite this summer.
You have to.
Cassie, did your kids try to stick anything up their noses?
No, which I was very, very thankful.
Burning question from Lisa Lavez here at WBEZ.
They did not, but it was funny. The gelato purveyor said before she started, do you want to see something really cool or something really gross? And my three children in unison said really gross. And then she stuck a very large object up her nose. And this was not a trick, like an illusion. It went up the nose.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. A lot of people are like actually really scared of that. Like that's a real fear. Before I let you all go again, round the table, something that you recommend that we absolutely must do this summer. Whether on the guide or not.
Can I give you by?
Yes.
I'm ready. I can't wait to go to Grant Park to see Common. I'm there. And it's free. Don't tell anybody else.
When is
but
this?
But it is free.
What's the date?
July 20th.
Okay.
So that's our little secret. You could go see Common for free in the park with the symphony.
Again, how did I not know this? Cassie?
You know, I am really leaning into this year, trying to get my kids in nature and trying to do bike rides and do things that honestly, wear their little sweethearts out. Mm-hmm. And so we have coming up a great nature guide, and it is all the ways to really soak up trees and greenery without having to go too far. And there's some great things on that list. So I will not spoil it, but that
yeah,
is
you got
really
like 10 day trip destinations.
We also have day trips. Yes.
And then 10 places to take in nature.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what I'm feeling like. I want calm. I want serene. Mm-hmm. I want trees.
I'm all about peace.
Yep.
Keeping my peace. Courtney?
I am so excited to see the CSO at Ravinia. I'm going to take the train up to Ravinia. I'm going to be there on CSO's opening night for their summer residency there. And I'm really excited to sit outside and listen to some good music.
I'm just so glad to have you all right at my fingertips so I can get all these great recommendations for my family. We've been talking with members of WBEZ's Arts and Culture team, senior editor Cassie Walker-Burke, theater reporter Mike Davis, and arts and culture reporter Courtney Kippers. Happy summer, friends.
Happy summer.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Jules Yeager, edited by Meha Ahmed, and mixed by Max Loopers. You can check out the summer guide at WBEZ's website. To see Reset's full archive of conversations, head over to wbez.org/reset. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.